You are going to hear all of the reasons why I love my Energy Bits LG tablets so much. I have been using them for over a year now, and I honestly cannot say enough good things about them. It's one of the easiest things that I've done in my life to uplevel my health and wellness game. It takes no time at all, and I really feel like it has made a huge difference in my health and wellness, and you are going to learn why in today's episode. If you haven't already listened to the first podcast episode I did with Katherine Arnston, the CEO of Energy Bits, go back and listen to that episode as well. She really dives into the reason why she started Energy Bits, and she also talks about her story of starting the company and the benefits of it. But today we are diving more into the mitochondria health of Energy Bits. And Energy Bits has generously given all Balance Your Life podcast listeners 20% off when you use code Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, at checkout on any of their products online. I get the Vitality Bits. I take them every single day with my smoothie. They pack a hell of a punch. I feel like I'm getting in all of my veggies, and you are going to really understand the benefits of LG in today's episode. Trust me, you are going to know you are doing so much for your health and well-being. Use Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, at checkout for 20% off of your order. Welcome to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of this show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. I am your host, Megan Farrell Gordon, and I don't know if you can hear it. I am hoping you can't. But it sounds like I am currently living in a wind turbine factory. If you've been following along with me online, you know that our house got kind of hit, not terribly, but we got some roof damage, some water damage. And so contractors have been here, and there's fans and dehumidifiers everywhere. And I tried to turn off as many as I can, but we turn them off, the longer it'll take to dry, and it's already going to be 5 days. So I'm hoping that you can't hear them. So anyways, welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. Today is the second appearance of Katherine Arnston, the CEO of Energy Bits. If you haven't already done so, make sure you go back and listen to the first podcast episode I did with her. We talked about LG there as well, but today we are getting really specific and diving into mitochondria health. And even if that sounds like over your head right now, she breaks it down in really easy, tangible ways of what it exactly does for us. And then we dive, of course, more into the overall benefits of LG, and I can't get enough of it. I was so excited to have her back on the podcast. I've been posting about LG for over a year now. I always get lots of questions about them, so I'm hoping that this podcast episode truly answers all of your questions and really dives more into detail about the science behind LG, what it does on a cellular level for us, and all of that good stuff. Don't forget to use the code that Energy Bits has generously provided for all Balance Your Life podcast listeners, Megan, for 20% off. Can't get enough of these LG tablets. I like the Vitality Bits, but Katherine is going to explain the 4 different types that they have, and then you can make an informed decision about which LG tablets you like. So who is Katherine Arnston? Katherine is the founder, CEO, Chief Scientific Officer at Energy Bits, and an expert in LG for wellness, nutrition, beauty, biohacking, mitochondria, and longevity. She is a nationally recognized thought leader, a seasoned corporate executive, experienced entrepreneur, and sought-after speaker. Katherine has an MBA, a BA, and is a board-certified health coach. Katherine has spent the last 12 years researching LG, writing papers, giving presentations, lecturing at conferences, and speaking on 250-plus podcasts to explain the benefits of LG. To do this, she has read thousands of scientific papers that validated and confirmed algae's extensive nutritional, health, mitochondria, longevity, beauty, brain performance, and sustainability benefits. It is Catherine's vision and passion to change this, and while she is not a PhD, her scientific fluency allows her to explain algae with such simplicity and clarity. It quickly becomes obvious why algae is something we all urgently need. On this episode, we talk about two types of algae, spirulina and chlorella, and the benefits of both of them. We also discuss algae for mitochondria health, why mitochondria health is so vital, and how not taking care of it leads to disease, and so much more. Get ready to dive into the world of algae with the CEO of EnergyBits, Catherine Ernston. We live in a toxic world. There's just no getting around that. And while I do not believe in stressing over the things that we cannot control, there are things we can control. And one of the things that I choose to control is how clean my skincare is. And one of the brands that I currently love when it comes to clean skincare is Three Ships Beauty. Three Ships Beauty has a mission to be the most transparent beauty brand in the world. Their products are super clean, they are natural with 100% plant-derived ingredients, and they contain no harmful ingredients. That's super important, especially when it comes to our toxic world and the things that we can and can't control. My current obsession is their Dewdrops. It's one of their best-selling serums. It contains mushroom hyaluronic acid and vitamin C. Right now, you can get 20% off of your order by using the link in the show notes or by using code BALANCEBYMEGAN20, all one word, at checkout. I am so excited to have you back on the show, Catherine. Welcome back to Balance Your Life podcast.
Thank you, Megan. So great to be back and to hear that you've made a relocation to another great city.
Yes, I'm not Canada. I'm not doing it quite as right as you, though. I haven't moved down to California yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in California. I'm in Boston.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were in California, but awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
I would love to, we did a podcast interview together just over a year ago, and you really dove into your story on how your little sister had breast cancer and how this kind of catapulted you into the world of wellness and helping your sister to heal, which led to algae. But I would love if you could give like a little running bio of, who you are again and kind of just summing up what we talked about last time.
Sure. I'll wrap an hour into 2 minutes.
There you go.
So as I mentioned, I do live in Boston, Massachusetts, although I am Canadian, born and raised, educated. But I've lived in the States for almost 35 years. It's hard to believe. And I mentioned that because I had a corporate job, which was fine. And then 13 years ago, my younger sister in Toronto developed breast cancer. She's fine now. She's 10 years cancer-free. So we're thrilled about that. And her oncologist told her she should change her diet to an alkaline diet. They didn't tell her what it was, but they said it would help with her healing. So she called me, her big sister who loves her, and I'm a good researcher. So I dug into what alkaline diets were. It turned out to be mostly plant-based because of the chlorophyll and the phytonutrients. She did change her diet. She did go through chemo. She completely healed. And in the process, I started learning about plant-based nutrition, thought it was pretty powerful information, gave up my corporate career, went back to school, studied nutrition. Then I taught plant-based nutrition for almost a year, trying to get people to eat more vegetables, found out it was too much work for most people, or they didn't like them, or they had gas. So I thought I'd need to find something that gives them the nutrients of vegetables. And also it was too much work, something that was effortless. And then I discovered that led me to algae, which is the most nutrient dense food in the world, the most alkaline food in the world. Comes in tiny little tablets the size of baby aspirin. Here's a couple. This is spirulina and chlorella are the two that we're going to talk about today. So you can swallow 5 or 10 and get all of your chlorophyll, phytonutrients, 40 vitamins and minerals, highest protein in the world in seconds. So it's effortless nutrition, gives you all the benefits that you need, none of the toxins, none of the headache, none of the work. And it's changing lives. It's unbelievable what algae does for people. So that was 12 years ago. And since then, I've you know, just started, you know, doing lots of research, and I speak at conferences, and now I'm on a lot of podcasts trying to help educate people about the nutritional value of these two algae. They're the two main ones are spirulina, which gives you energy, both mentally and physically, and satisfies your hunger, and chlorella, which is a wellness algae. We call our chlorella recovery bits because it's a wellness algae, helps you recover your health. And our spirulina is energy bits because it energizes your body and your brain and satisfies your hunger. Both of them are ketogenic, vegan, kosher, one calorie, zero carbs, zero lectins, zero oxalates. So it's the most efficient nutrition in the world. And in the last year, I have started doing more research on wellness, and all the science points to the fact that all of your health issues, everything, starts at the cellular level. It's the cell walls, and it's the mitochondria that are in the cell walls, inside the cells. And these mitochondria are where all of your health issues start, or all of your, you know, either good or bad. So I've spent a lot of time now researching mitochondria, and that's what I want to talk about mostly today, because amazingly, it turns out that algae, both the spirulina and the chlorella, have the two of the nutrients and the antioxidants that are impossible to find in other foods that heal and protect your mitochondria. And when your mitochondria are protected, they don't die, they don't mutate, and that means your health doesn't crash, doesn't drop. And this is literally the answer to longevity. This is literally a miracle. And it's been here from the very beginning, almost 4 billion years ago, and nobody has understood the, all of these health benefits, particularly the longevity one. But I've got all the science, and I'm going to walk you through it all, because when you understand the science of what mitochondria are, what they do for you, and why you need to protect them, and why algae is the best way to do that, it all makes sense. That's the great thing about truth. You know when you've hit it, and it just makes sense. So, and this is a gift to us from Mother Nature. So I'm so delighted to be sharing it with you.
Yeah, no, it's, I've been using your energy bits for, since the last time you came on the podcast, and I'm consistently ordering them, or I'll give a handful out to people who, you know, come to my house. And it's one of those things that I really pride myself on being in the wellness space, but at the same time, I'm often so busy that, like you were saying before, I don't have, you know, an hour to prep a variety of vegetables and stuff. So what I love to do is take a handful of them and add them into my smoothies. And like you were saying, it is so quick, it's so effective. And I feel like you just know that you're packing such an incredible punch with your health and wellness game. So that being said, I would love to dive into the studies and the research that you've put into mitochondria and how it truly affects our overall health and well-being.
Exactly. And just to give people, again, a quick little overview, I want to ensure that they understand that algae is not a supplement. It's a food crop. It does exist in the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the streams and the soil, but spirulina and chlorella are grown in fresh water, so not the ocean. We grow ours in Taiwan. It's hydroponic. It's like they use, they grow lettuce and tomatoes in water. So first of all, algae is not a supplement. It is a food. And this is very important, and because your body recognizes food better than the nutrients that are in supplements. Number two, we're world renowned because of our high quality. So our water is triple filtered. We do not use high heat to dry our algae like almost everybody else does. So that means all of the enzymes are intact. And this is going to be very important when we talk about the mitochondria, because there's one particular enzyme. It's hard to say. Here it is. Superoxide dismutase, also known as SOD. Anyways, it protects your mitochondria better than anything else, but it's an enzyme. And when you use high heat, it would kill the SOD, but ours is alive and well. And then we just press it into the little tablets. So as you said, it's the most nutrient dense food in the world. And again, I need people to understand that there's so much nutrition in this, in algae. One tablet has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables that you didn't have to clean, cook, eat, clean up, digest. It's the most efficient nutrition in the world. There is absolutely not. That's why NASA says algae has 1,000 times more nutrition than any other fruit or vegetable, and why it's also endorsed by the United Nations for having the highest concentration of protein in the world. It has 3 times the amount of protein as steak. Anyways, that being said, let's dig into mitochondria. So what are mitochondria? Well, they're called organelles. They're sort of like mini organs that are inside your every one of your cells. And you think, oh, how important could that be? Well, consider the fact that all of the energy that you need for thinking, breathing, sleeping, digesting, lymphatic system, heartbeat, absolutely everything is generated by the energy created by mitochondria. And that energy is called ATP. And it's created by the food that you eat, and these little organelles to convert the food into this cellular energy. And the problem is when your mitochondria are damaged, they are not capable of generating that energy. And this manifests as fatigue, stomach distress, brain fog, heart disease, Alzheimer's, any kind of disease. 90% of disease is because of damaged mitochondria. And just to show you how many there are of these mitochondria, the highest number are in the parts of your body where you have the highest energy needs, because of course, the mitochondria generate energy. So consider this. They have found there are 2 million mitochondria per cell in your brain. I'm going to say that again because it's almost hard to fathom. 2 million mitochondria per cell in your brain. That's because that's where your high energy needs are, is in your brain. The second highest concentration of mitochondria, surprisingly, are in women's eggs. There are 600,000 mitochondria per cell in women's eggs. Why? Because it takes a lot of energy to create a new human being, right? The third highest is in your heart, which is 7,000 mitochondria per cell, and also in your muscles or any of the other organs where there's 5,000. So you can see 2 million or 600,000. That's a lot. That's why they've realized Alzheimer's is a mitochondrial disease. Heart disease is a mitochondrial disease. Infertility, mitochondrial disease. It all comes down to mitochondria. So let's take a look at these little mitochondria. So here's a picture. I don't know if you're watching, but if you aren't, I encourage you to. I'm showing a picture of a cell. And inside the cell, you find your nucleus, your regular DNA. And then also inside the cell are these little peanut-shaped things, which are your mitochondria. Now, interestingly, we may already know that you have about 25,000 DNA, and those DNA last a lifetime. But guess what? Your mitochondria have their own DNA, and there's only 37 of them. But those 37 control all of the other DNA. They control all of the other cellular communication. They control everything. So your mitochondria DNA are located right inside the mitochondria where the ATP is produced. But here's the problem. When your ATP is being produced, here's a bigger picture. When your ATP is being produced, it releases free radicals. And free radicals are damaging. They cause cellular damage. They cause death of your mitochondria. But that's exactly where your DNA for your mitochondria are located, right beside where the ATP is and right beside where the free radicals are. If you've ever sat by a bonfire or a fireplace, you know that sparks fly, right? And you can get burned. So your mitochondria DNA are right ringside where the action is. And that's why they are getting burned and damaged all the time. Now, once again, this is different from your regular DNA, which is way over here in the cell, nowhere near where the free radicals are being produced. So this is what's causing your disease, your inflammation, your any kind of health issue that you have is because of damaged mitochondria DNA, because when the DNA get damaged, they send wrong signals to the other DNA. They send wrong signals to the other cells and they die. The mitochondria die. And when you hit the age of 40, your number of mitochondria start dropping. So the key to health, the key to longevity, the key to feeling great, looking great, being great is to protect your mitochondria DNA. There's two ways to do that. One is to reduce the number of free radicals that are being produced, right? Now, it turns out carbs are create the most free radicals. Keto diets create a smaller number of free radicals, and fasting or algae create virtually no free radicals. So number one strategy to reduce the damage to your mitochondria is to either do a keto diet or to do intermittent fasting, and definitely to take algae, because this allows you to reduce the number of free radicals that are being produced. And when there are fewer free radicals, then there's going to be less damage. So that's number one. The second strategy is to stop the damage, is to neutralize the free radicals. But here's the problem. Your mitochondria are the only cells in your entire body that have two membranes. All of your other cells have one. And they have these things called porins, which are little channels that allow proteins and antioxidants in and out. But your mitochondria has that outer membrane, but it has a second inner membrane. And later on, I'm going to tell you why and where it came from. But that second inner membrane doesn't have any porins. So your regular antioxidants from blueberries or strawberries or polyphenols, none of them can get in there to stop the free radical damage. Nothing. You can eat a room full of oranges and not a drop of antioxidants will get into that inner membrane. There are really only four main antioxidants that can get into that inner membrane. One is glutathione. The second one is chlorophyll. The third one is melatonin. And the fourth one is that big long one that I mentioned at the beginning called superoxide dismutase, also known as SOD. Those are the only four antioxidants that can get into that inner membrane and stop the free radical damage. And here's the problem. None of those are found in our food in high quantities, not enough to do any kind of protection, zero. Let's take glutathione, for example. Your body normally makes glutathione, but by the age of 30, and certainly by 40, it plummets to virtually zero. By the time you're 60 or 70, your body is making zero glutathione, and it's almost impossible to find in food. But it turns out algae has 1,400 times more glutathione than even beef. So algae has the highest glutathione in the world. The next one, let's say, is melatonin. Now, you may know melatonin is something that you take to help you sleep because it manages your circadian rhythm. But it turns out 20 years ago, they found out that melatonin does way more. It is an antioxidant that protects your mitochondria, and it's made in the mitochondria and it's used by the mitochondria. It's not just made in the pineal gland, and it helps with things like gut health, digestion. In fact, they found out that your gut has 400 times more melatonin than your pineal gland. Melatonin is critical for your mitochondria health. But here's the problem. Your body stops making melatonin after the age of 30 or 40. And by the time you're 60 or 70, you have virtually zero melatonin. This is why older people have such a problem sleeping. Their bodies are not creating enough melatonin to help them sleep. And when you sleep, that's when all of the repair goes on in your body. Having a shortage of melatonin is disastrous. Scientists have shown now that just increasing your melatonin could potentially stave off any long-term chronic disease and, of course, help with you sleep. And so some of the quantities they're giving people are like 100 milligrams or even more. So when you take one or two of those melatonin tablets at night, that's not even enough to, that might help you sleep, but it certainly won't heal your mitochondria. Guess what? Algae has the highest concentration of melatonin in the world. Turns out it has 28,000 times more melatonin than tart cherry juice, which traditionally has been used by athletes to reduce inflammation because of the melatonin. Algae has 28,000 times more melatonin than that. So that's number two. So glutathione, highest concentration of algae, melatonin, highest concentration of algae. Okay. The third one is chlorophyll. Now, your body doesn't make chlorophyll, but as we mentioned earlier, I mentioned earlier, people just aren't eating vegetables like they used to. And as you get older, you have less enzymes in your stomach to digest them. So as you age, people tend to eat even fewer and fewer greens and vegetables. And the problem is our soils are so damaged that even if you are eating vegetables, you aren't getting anywhere near the medicinal amounts of chlorophyll that you need for your mitochondria to protect them. So, and if you haven't noticed, your arugula goes yellow, at least mine does, after day three. That's because there's virtually no chlorophyll to start with. Algae has 500 times more chlorophyll than arugula. It has 25 times more than liquid chlorophyll. So there is nothing in the world with more chlorophyll than algae. And it's the third thing that protects your mitochondria. The fourth one is that long mouthful called superoxide dismutase. Now, which stops the free radical damage, particularly of the most damaging one called superoxide. This is created through that process of generating the ATP energy. But once again, your body stops making, it normally does make it. You have it when you're born, it's in mother's breast milk. But after the age of 20 or 30, it starts slowing down. And by the time you're 60 or 70, your body is making virtually zero superoxide dismutase. Just when you need it the most, because you're getting all that inflammation, because you don't have all the other antioxidants to protect you. But what superoxide dismutase is, it turns this free radical superoxide into water, harmless water, saves your mitochondria. It's like the fireman saving your mitochondria. So here we have two situations where you can reduce your free radicals by changing your diet to either cycling in or out of keto, or just low carb. You don't even have to go keto. Just go low carb. Sugar and refined carbs are the death knell of your mitochondria. So, and the best way is even to do intermittent fasting or water fasting, and definitely take algae, because the fasting and the algae create virtually zero free radicals. The second one, to recap, is to start taking algae for the protective antioxidants, the only four that can get into that inner membrane to stop the free radical damage, protect your mitochondria so they don't mutate. Because your mitochondria DNA, I make the analogy, they're like your air controllers at airports. They at airports, if air controllers are sick or not feeling well or not paying attention, planes would crash, right? Well, your mitochondria DNA are the same way. When they are sick or they are damaged, your health crashes. It's that simple. So I can't emphasize enough how important it is to protect them. But as you age, all those four antioxidants, well, the three that your body makes and the fact that nobody eats chlorophyll as they get older, it just drops. You have a lot of it, but by the time you're 30 and 40 and 60, your body simply is not making them. So you need to, and you can't get them from food. There's not enough of them. And the little bit that's there gets damaged in the digestive process. Now, spirulina is a bacteria. It has no cellulose wall. So it gets absorbed almost instantly and literally bypasses digestion. But let me tell you now why this is the, to me, the most amazing story. Why there is a second cell membrane and why algae gives your mitochondria absolutely everything that it needs to survive and thrive. Okay. I forgot to mention that at the beginning that algae was the first life on Earth almost 4 billion years ago. Before algae, Earth was just gas and water. I have no idea why it was spirulina, cyanobacteria, was the first life on Earth, but it started about almost 4 billion years ago. And it was called an anaerobic cell because there was no oxygen on Earth. And that's, so it was an anaerobic cell, but it generated ATP. And in the process of generating ATP, after a billion years, there was more oxygen on Earth. So now larger cells that were aerobic could start growing. But meanwhile, now there's too much oxygen for the little anaerobic cell. So they weren't doing so well. And the big cell wasn't doing so well generating ATP. So what happened is the little cell that started as spirulina, cyanobacteria, got engulfed by the big cell, who wasn't generating very well ATP, but the little cell was. So the big cell said, basically, look it, I'll engulf you, but I won't digest you. I can imagine the conversation. And so why don't you make ATP for us and we'll protect you from all the oxygen because we know you don't like that so much. And that's how the cyanobacteria cells, spirulina, became mitochondria. Your mitochondria evolved from algae, directly from algae. It's all proven in plant biology, plant evolution, or earth evolution. It's called endosymbiotic theory. So this is why there is two cells. There's the original cell from when the bacteria was all by itself, that inner one. And then when it got engulfed by your body put a second cell around it, like a second membrane, just like all the other cells. But the original one was kept intact. But nothing can penetrate that because it's not part of your original cell biology. Here's another picture. The little cell by itself, cyanobacteria like spirulina, gets engulfed by the big cell and becomes mitochondria. This is why spirulina and chlorella have all of the nutrients that your mitochondria need and all of the antioxidants that can get in there because they evolved from the same place. Your mitochondria evolved from algae, directly from algae. You couldn't, I mean, that's crazy, right?
It's so funny. I was just talking to somebody else on the podcast about how in our modern society, how not funny, but just, I guess, almost like an ironic that we're going back to the start of time and doing things that
paleo, ancestral food.
Exactly.
Thank God, because we got so wrapped up in industrialization and processing and artificial everything. And now it's back to the earth. It's regenerative agriculture. It's looking at all the things that the way life has been.
Yes,
for
exactly.
Centuries. It's the last 80 years that kind of screwed us up big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
I would even say too that, you know, it's unfortunate that we had to have an event like COVID, but the one real good thing that I think that came from it is that people are really mindful now about how important their health is because nobody wants to die in pain or full of disease. Everyone wants to live this long, healthy lifestyle. And we've realized that we're counteracting it by doing all these things like eating sugar or, you know, even all this technology around us. I don't think people really realize how much it does to us on a cellular level.
Exactly. Well, and to that point, you know, I speak at all these conferences all over the country now, and I'm on my way to Dave Asprey's biohacking conference in Beverly Hills, very, you know, highfalutin, whatever. And they'll be featuring all of these expensive devices, cryotherapy and red light therapy, and, you know, very, very expensive. And yes, they do help because they help your body get rid of the zombie cells and they do a lot of things, but you don't need them. If you have algae in your arsenal, if you take 10 spirulina and 10 chlorella a day, you're done. That is enough to help your body get back to the baseline and better, you know, because we're all going to live longer, but who wants to live longer in a wheelchair or not enjoying life or not spending time with doing the things that you love to do. So, you know, the other key is obviously fitness, and I can't help with that, although algae does give you energy to go with fitness. But, you know, if you unwind all of the fascination, they call it the shiny object thing. We're always looking for the next big thing. It has to be sexy. It has to be cool. It has to have, you know, all these bells and whistles. And I think that's the problem. Algae just isn't any of those. It's the most steady, reliable, trusted, proven, original, unglamorous, but powerful and impactful thing that you can put in your body, period. And the trouble is, people don't understand how their body works, and they certainly don't understand algae. So I'm 12 years in helping people understand both of those. And when you understand the science, and we'll send you some more articles and links, because I'm very science driven. I never say anything I don't have a science reference for. But if you go into the National Institute of Health, and you, or even if you Google mitochondrial health, every single scientific paper, every single one refers to that, this process I just told you about how cells started, mitochondria came from cyanobacteria. It's proven. It was actually identified as a scientific theory back in the 60s by an MIT professor, a woman, in fact, and she was ridiculed by her colleagues for almost 10 years. And then finally they realized, oh, she's right. And so since then, this is the scientific theory. But because I know so much about algae and I understand so much about metabolic health and why people are getting sick, and all the scientists know, there's 50,000 papers, by the way, on the health benefits of superoxide dismutase. 50,000. That's a lot. So they know that this superoxide dismutase stops cancer, stops Alzheimer's, stops heart disease. And why? Because it preserves the mitochondria. But the problem is, you can't get superoxide dismutase in food. And if you take it in supplements, you only absorb about 15% of it. Drum roll, algae gives you 28,000 times more superoxide dismutase than anything else, the closest. Well, actually, yes, it's true, the closest. And you get it all gets absorbed because it gets right into your bloodstream right away. And you don't have to have a prescription, nothing. So I get pretty passionate about helping people understand that Mother Nature gave us everything that we want, everything that we need. We just have to slow down a little bit and absorb the knowledge. Take some time. You know, go on our website, energybits.com. We have lots of science there, or just Google it if you like. But I've spent 12 years assembling the information for you, so you don't have to do that. And actually, we have a discount code, Megan, that gives your community 20% off when they do buy anything from our website. But not only does it give you the instant gratification of satisfying your hunger, helping you with brain fog, giving you physical energy, removing toxins, helping you with sleep, gives you all of those immediate benefits like in half an hour. But more importantly, it's protecting your mitochondria so that on the long term, your health will start turning around, or you won't experience the issues that people are experiencing now, whether it's diabetes or heart disease. It's pretty powerful stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely amazing. Like, I've been using it. I just ran out of my vitality bits, but I put them in.
We'll send you some more.
Yeah, perfect. Well, okay. I think it's so, like you were saying, it's kind of basic when you think of it, like algae, but I think that's where the power is. It's something that Mother Nature has already provided to us. It's already helped us flourish to the point we're at now. And maybe that's why people don't think it's sexy, because it's not this huge technology thing that it costs thousands of dollars. It's like, it's this thing that we've been doing for a while. We've just forgotten about it. Or, you know, in some cases, like I know you said, or I was reading that this is still really big in Asia. It's just something to do with our Western world is we kind of got away from everything. And now we're kind of going back to basics, if you will.
Well, the reason why people don't know about algae in North America, or frankly anywhere outside of Asia, is it's just not grown here. 99% of all algae, remember I showed you that they're grown in freshwater farms, not the ocean. It's all grown in Asia. So if you're riding a bicycle to school, or you're taking a train to work, or you're just going for a stroll, you will always be walking by an algae farm because it's everywhere. But in America, whether it's Canada or United States, we have corn fields or wheat fields or tomato, farms, but we don't have algae farms. So we just didn't grow up with it. And the Asian companies sell 99% of their algae to Asia. They don't do anything special to help people in North America understand what algae is. They're keeping all the knowledge and the good stuff to themselves. I mean, they package it in weird packaging like this. This is chlorella packaging. This is the way I got this at Whole Foods. And here's our packaging, right? We make it a lot more attractive, easy to understand. Spirulina also builds your skin and hair. So this versus this, right? And I've asked them, why don't you make it easier for North Americans to understand by packaging it in a way that's, or educating them? And they just don't have the interest because they have the market there. So that's why you don't know about it, because you just didn't grow up with it. And I remind people, up until a few years ago, we didn't know about matcha or quinoa or CBD, and yet these things have been around in other countries for thousands of years. Indigenous cultures have been using quinoa in matcha or yerba mate, that's what I drink, for forever. But it took somebody some effort to educate people in North America. So that's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing in Energy Bits. We're very much an education-oriented company. We spend so much time creating materials for our Instagram handle or speaking and handing out stuff. And when you see the material that we'll send you links to that you can share on your podcast, we try our very best to make it easy to understand how your body works and why algae is the best thing for it, particularly for your mitochondria. So it's a labor of love.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I find in the wellness world, it can be a little overwhelming with all these things that we should be taking. And even this idea of chlorella and spirulina, can you maybe give the benefits of each specific one and why somebody might want one over the other, or do they combo them together and get both of them in one go?
Yes. Well, spirulina, first life on earth, is a blue-green algae, which is why I package it in blue. And it is, it satisfies your hunger. So if you're on a diet or you're doing intermittent fasting, because remember there's zero carbs, and you want, more focus, maybe you're just for the day or running your errands or doing a workout, this is what you want. And so, 5, 10, 15, 20. I mean, you could have hundreds of these a day. It doesn't matter. There's only one calorie per tablet anyways. Or maybe you're not getting enough protein. This is the highest protein in the world. This also has the highest superoxide dismutase in the world. That protects your mitochondria. So for energy, hunger, focus, workouts, just meal replacement, this is what you want. And generally take it, most people take it in the morning, the afternoon, anytime they're hungry or fatigued. Now, you could take it before bed as well, because it's not energizing like a stimulant. It energizes you at the cellular level. And so if you were a couch potato, you would be the most, you would just have a great couch potato moment. But if you were going to go do a run, your body would go, oh, I've got the energy at the cellular level. I'm going to have a great run, and you'll run faster or longer and you won't even notice it. So it's very nourishing. By the way, loaded with essential fatty acids. So this can replace your multivitamin, your fish oil, your magnesium, potassium, biotin. There's five supplements you don't need, and all this gets absorbed quickly. So it's very, very nourishing and energizing, both mentally, physically, and at the cellular level. Morning, afternoon, anytime you're hungry or fatigued. Chlorella is a wellness algae. Now, because it has a hard cell wall that pulls out toxins. So because your body goes through a detox and repair cycle when you sleep, we generally recommend taking this before bed. But you can take it any time of day. It just won't satisfy your hunger and it won't give you energy, but it will help you have a better sleep. It has the highest tryptophan in the world. Again, it has lots of melatonin, which helps you sleep. It has high K2, which repairs, moves excess calcium into your bones. So it's very much a wellness algae. And it pulls out toxins, heavy metals, alcohol, lactic acid. So whatever you've done for the day, taking this before bed gets rid of all the stuff that you don't want. I tell people, look, we take a shower on the outside every morning. Taking this every night before bed is like giving your body a shower on the inside. This pulls out all the things you don't want. Now, for detox, you probably need at least 20 or 30 tablets. If you're taking it for wellness benefits, 10 is fine. And if you don't, but this one actually tastes pretty good. Most people swallow the spirulina or put in a smoothie. Chlorella tastes better. It's dry. It tastes great with nuts or fruit or whatever, but you can still swallow it. But take 10, at least 10. Just, I don't want to scare anybody, but I have at least 100 of these a day and half for 12 years. So there is no upper limit. Our NHL players put 75 of these in a smoothie before a game and 75 of these in a smoothie after a game. So again, no upper limit because it's food. It's like a salad. So morning, nighttime, AM, PM, energy, recovery. That's why, that's why we call it recovery bits. Now, if you don't want to take, buy two bags, we have, don't seem to have a large bag. Oh, here it is. We also have a brand called Vitality Bits, which is a blend of the two algae. It just simplifies things. But you'll need, you know, you probably should take 20 of these a day, because if you're going to take 10 of each of the other ones to get the same quantity, you'll need 20. And by the way, the chlorella has so much chlorophyll in it. This replaces your needs for greens. Spirulina replaces your need for vitamins or fish oil. This replaces your need for vegetables. It has fiber, it has chlorophyll. So this saves you time and money. And then this just makes things a lot simpler. Now, I don't want people to have sticker shock when they go to our website. I took the quote from NASA that says 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of fruits and vegetables. So I did the math and found out that in each bag of our algae tablets that have 1,000 tablets, you're getting the equivalent nutrition of 551 pounds of vegetables. Think about it. That's 551 pounds of vegetables you didn't have to carry home from the grocery store, clean, cook, or eat, or throw, because we know vegetables spoil quickly. And at $3 a pound, that would have been $1,600 worth of vegetables. So it puts the $125 price tag into context. And with your 20% discount code, Megan, brings it down to 100. Now, remember, if you took 10 a day, that would last you 3 months. That's 3 months of nutrition. I'd encourage you to take more if you have any kind of health issues, but 3 months. And unlike vegetables, it never goes bad. Never, ever, 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 ever. We have an expiry date that's usually 3 years, but algae technically never goes bad. You could put it in your cupboard and pull it out in 5 or 10 years and it would be fine. So it saves you that as well. There's absolutely zero waste. And guess what? They're safe for newborns, kids, teenagers, pets, your grandparents. I promise you, if you give your grandparents even 5 or even 2 of these, that's more nutrition than they've probably had for the entire week. Because I know, because my parents were in, you know, homes for a while, and the food that they give them is white and mushy, and there is not a drop of nutrition in it. And if they aren't sick when they go to a nursing home, they certainly get there. So, you know, for your children, you'll never have to worry about whether they're getting the nutrients they need. Your pets will love you. They, cats and dogs go crazy for this stuff, and you can't trick them.
Is there anyone who shouldn't be consuming this, or at least getting the okay from their family doctor, like someone who's breastfeeding or pregnant?
Well, obviously we want everyone to always check with their physician, their, you know, their health provider, whoever that is. But, you know, We have science that shows it's great for pregnant women. It's great for nursing moms. But, you know, we want you to do your own research. We provide you with the information that let you make your own decision. And the only thing I would say is with the chlorella. So spirulina, hands down, safe for anyone at any time of any age for any reason. No interactions with a single thing ever. Never, 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 never. You just might not like the taste. So swallow it if you don't like the taste and drink a little bit more water because there's more protein. Now, because chlorella pulls out toxins, including heavy metals, and because there are often metals in medications, like when you get vaccines, there's always aluminum. So we say just to be on the safe side, if you are taking medication, just take the chlorella 2 hours before or 2 hours after the medication, just to be on the safe side. I'm not saying it will interfere, but we don't want anyone to have a bad experience. Now, it's very good if you are taking chemotherapy. Definitely take 30, maybe 60 of these if you can, the next day, because it will pull out the excess chemo and you won't be as sick. Or if you take after a vaccine, take these after, you know, that night or the next day to pull out the excess aluminum. This, both of the algae have been shown and studied and documented to be great for children on the spectrum, ADHD. It helps with their focus. It helps with their communication. Anyways, I feel like I've got a child prodigy on my hands. There's really nothing algae doesn't do. It even improves autoimmune, which is often caused by lectins and oxalates puncturing your stomach lining, causing food to get into your bloodstream and causing an autoimmune response. And because both of them, particularly chlorella, heal your gut with the melatonin, the chlorophyll, it will help prevent that. And they do not contain lectins and oxalates. So yeah, it's spirulina, hands down, good for anyone, anytime, no interactions, single, anything. Chlorella, just be aware that it may pull out metals that may be in medications.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you want the community to know? Either a study that you found really interesting that maybe you never thought of the results that came back from it regarding algae, or you've done all these summits and conferences. Is there like another wellness trend that you have found or implemented in your own life that has made a real difference in combination with the algae? Like you were mentioning about fitness. Is there anything that you do on your daily life that you feel like has really made a difference in your own well-being?
Well, I have two answers. First one will be algae related and the other one will be something else. So number one, I read a statistic that said it takes about an average of 18 years for a new scientific discovery to make its way down to the practitioner level. And then it's another 18 years before that discovery makes its way to consumers. So discovering that melatonin is a powerful antioxidant, not just for circadian rhythm, was discovered about 20 years ago. Superoxide dismutase was discovered actually about 40 years ago. And, you know, chlorophyll has been known for a long time and glutathione has been known for a long time. But these scientific discoveries are just making their way into the practitioner community and most consumers know nothing about them. But I want to assure you that they are science-based. I mean, 50,000 studies just on superoxide dismutase alone should give you confidence that this is the real deal. So I'm telling you about things that you will not have ever heard anywhere else because there's nobody else telling you. So that's number one. I want you to trust the science because it's there. The second thing I will mention is that in my, you know, passion to helping others and doing the science, I did a big boo-boo and I stopped my high fitness routine. I used to work out literally every day and it got down to maybe once or twice a week if I was lucky. And I developed hip and back pain from lack of mobility, lack of movement. And I've now stepped up my fitness routine to get back into that. I'm doing 5 days a week. I do yoga. I do Zumba. I do weights. I do strength, everything. And And I am almost 66, so I'm not a spring chicken. So I'm not sure
You
your
look
age.
amazing.
Well,
Wow,
I
I
am the
didn't see that.
result of algae. Okay, I have no wrinkles. I promise you, ladies, there's no Botox here. This is just because I take so much algae, and I do not eat sugar, and I don't expose my face to the sun. So, but what I want you to say, to let you know, is that as we are all going to age. There is no doubt about that. Algae will help you on the nutritional side. I promise you, it will get you where you want to go and will keep you there. But you have to keep your fitness routine, because stationary is damaging. It also harms your mitochondria, because they need to be stressed, and exercise stresses that, particularly weight training. And this is why people age. They don't have the nutrients their mitochondria need, so they don't have the energy, and then they stop moving. If you keep moving and you eat algae every day, you're going to get to 100 and feel great, and then one day it'll all be over. But so I would urge people, I had a reason why I knew what I was doing, and I didn't realize it was going to hurt me as much as it did, but I'm determined to get my fitness back. It's already starting to come back, and mobility is better because I love yoga and I love all these other things. But there is no reason for us to have a complicated, confusing wellness, thing. Just get sun, get exercise, take algae, love yourself, and get sleep. Sleep, sun, exercise, algae, and love. That's your five. That's it. That's the combination. And you will crack the code of feeling great. And I tell people, it's never too late to feel great.
I think that's such a great way to end this conversation, is by rounding it off that way. Before I send everybody to check out your energy bits and everything online, is there a podcast, book, or resource that has brought you incredible value that you want to share with the audience?
Well, there's so many of them. I don't actually get to listen to many podcasts because I'm on so many of them. But I'm constantly reading my nutrition books, melatonin, and there's one about melatonin. You can buy John Lawrence is the author, and this is where I really started getting excited about melatonin. So you could go on Amazon and just buy it. It's called The Melatonin Miracle Molecule by John Lawrence, Lieurance. And he's a functional medicine doctor, 25, 30 years running a wellness clinic, longevity clinic in Naples, Florida. So he's the real deal. I'll see him next week at the biohacking conference. So that would be, it's very sciencey though. So, you may not need that much. I would just, we'll give you some links for your community to connect with and read the science in a way that's a lot more consumer friendly, because even Dr. Lawrence is very much a scientist, so it's not easy reading.
I got you. I got you. Perfect. Catherine, this has been such an informative podcast interview. If people want to check out Energy Bits, if they want to grab some of their very own, where can everybody go and find you?
Yes, so energybits.com, ENERGYBITS. And as I said, we sell them in the large bags. We also have these really cool canisters that make it really easy to pour the tablets out. And we're active on, and use Megan, MEGHAN, as your discount code, 20% off. And if you're not ready for the big bag, that's okay. We have a sample pack that gives you one of each of the four brands, or we also sell them in the United States on Amazon. So we're trying to get into Amazon Canada, hopefully by Christmas. And then we're very active on social. At Energy Bits is our main handle for Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. But come to the website, energybits.com. We have lots of great blog materials just to read, just to educate yourself. But and remember, it's efficient nutrition, and you'll be giving yourself the nutritional benefits that you'll feel in half an hour, and you'll be protecting your mitochondria so that you can stay the course and get to wherever you want to go as you get through those later years, like me.
Yeah, absolutely. I am such a huge fan of your energy bits. I usually get the vitality bits because I find it super easy just to
Yeah.
implement into my life, but I can't say enough about it. I will also make sure that the discount code and all of your handles are linked in the show notes.
Okay, terrific.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you again, Megan. Great to talk to you again.
If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.